Hello. How y'all doing tonight? All right. Well, y'all had such a wonderful treat. First of all, the Birds of Chicago. And then the David Wax Museum. Man, oh man, it's my dream show. We're the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and we're so happy to be here tonight. We're so happy to see all your wonderful faces out there. We're gonna give you a little old time, a little blues, a little jazz, a little country, a little everything we can throw your way. And we're gonna start off with one of the tunes that started it all. This is a tune from Joe Thompson, who is a black fiddler from North Carolina, who we started playing with many years ago when he was 86 years young, and this is one that he used to play called Black Annie. He used to do it for square dances in his neighborhood.
One thing we like to tell people in our shows is feel free. You can whoop, holler, you can yell, clap, dance. This is not us versus you, this is a community we're trying to build right now.
That's right.
So don't fight it, we're going to feel it tonight. But it's very important that whatever you do it with us.
Wish me
Thanks for singing. That was great. All right, we're gonna do. Oops, I just ran into the mic. It happens, you know. We're gonna do one now. That this is about being proud of where you're from. Cause you can't change it. I'm from North Carolina, and I'm proud of it. The more we've traveled around the country and a little bit around the world, the more I realize you can take the girl out of Carolina, but you can't take the Carolina out of the girl. At least in my case. So I still live in my hometown, and I started off in the country with my grandparents and spent a lot of time out there. And so that's one of my earliest memories, and this song comes out of that, me and my sister. All of it's all in there. Scuppernongs, dandelion wine, biscuits, fried chicken, it's all in there. Running around a tree because there ain't nothing else to do. I'm for real. That's back in the old days. Here's an iPad. It was go outside. And once you got outside, there was the tree. And we made up some good games running around that tree. All right, we're going to do this one now.
Sound.
pressure that's a natural fact. On these long city days, I wanna look back to see tobacco fields, row after row, red pity cragging where the silver queen goes. Thank you. All right. I'm very excited about this next piece of music. We're gonna go way back. That song we just did comes from, oh, I don't know, a couple years ago. But now we're gonna go back to the 1850s. Because that is what we do. We're gonna talk about a little of some music from back then. The banjo is an African-American instrument. The first 100 years of its existence in North America, it was known as a black instrument, and only a black instrument. It was only in the 1840s that white entertainers started to pick it up. And made a couple of changes to it, became not a homemade instrument, but a commercial instrument, and it looks something like what Greg has here. Now, I also play one of these. Isn't it gorgeous? I had to show it to you. But while we're here in DC, we have two fellows who actually live around her, Rowan over there, who walks around with her. And this is Greg Adams. Now, I'm gonna tell you something. Yeah, coming up. Now, I play the banjo okay. I play this banjo pretty good. But I can't hold a candle to this guy, so it didn't make any sense to be here in DC and not have him play some tunes from this era. This is the era when, let's just say it's the blackface minstrel era, which is one of the reasons why we don't talk about it too much. But there's a lot of beautiful music from this time period. It's one of the earliest notations of cultural interactions between blacks and whites that we have in this country. It's very important music. It's at the heart of our culture, entertainment, history. It's all wrapped up in there. And if we don't talk about it, if we don't look at it, then we're losing out on some really gorgeous stuff and a lot of things to talk about. So without further ado, I'm gonna leave the stage to these guys to start off with. What are you guys doing for them?
Cane break jig.
Followed by Yankee Doodle with variations. You might recognize that one. It's revolutionary.
Thank you.
the Baltimore Museum of Industry. Greg and some other fine folk have put together a beautiful exhibit about the banjo, because the Chesapeake area is a very, very rich area for the history of the banjo. There were so many mentions of early banjos here in this area. Go to that exhibit. It's very, very good. You can find details on it on our Facebook page, and you can go straight to the museum's Facebook page, or if they have a Facebook page. You'll find it, I promise. It's worth seeking out. It's very, very good. All right, so we're gonna go back to an old time tune now, on this kind of banjo here.
Yeah, Hubby Banjo, that's what we're talking about. How you guys doing? I'm Hubby Jenkins. Thanks so much for coming out. This is my questions. Don't you guys have jobs and stuff? What are you guys doing? This is a song that comes from a guy named Hobart Smith, who's from Saltville, Virginia. And Saltville is here representing tonight. Hobart Smith is one of the old-time banjo players I really got into, and one of the interesting things I learned about him, we talk about blackface minstrelsy, a lot of white performers imitating black music. That's not something that stopped then, that's something that continued for a long time. Hobart Smith learned how to play from a black player, and you go on to Bill Monroe, a bluegrass star, he learned how to play from a black player. The Carter family learned all their songs from a black player. Hank Williams learned how to play guitar from a black guitar player. We're there, we're always standing somewhere. This song is called Last Chance. It's about doing things in life before you're dead and you can't do them anymore. Now, there weren't lyrics originally to this song, but I like to drink and I like pretty women, so this goes out to people who enjoy at least half of those things.
Speak, so you just put your foot up towards the end of the song and everybody knows that you're done. So that's, you see that happen, and that's why we're not just kind of having spasms, you know. So we're gonna do this is a song of heartbreak. It's time. And nobody did heartbreak better than Hank Williams. So we're gonna do one of his songs. It's Please Don't Let Me Love You. That's one I had never heard of, and a friend of the band said, y'all should do this one. I heard it and I said, we should. So we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it our way, but we're gonna do it. How you doing, Beth? You picked up the wrong instrument. That's all right. We got a lot of instruments up here. I don't know if you noticed that, but between the three bands, we had pretty much cleared out an entire music store. All right.
thank you. How are you? I'm Hubby Jenkins. Nice to meet you. I was telling everyone backstage, they were like, what's wrong with you, Hubby? Are you getting nervous? And I was like, I get nervous before every show because I used to have crippling stage fright. Yeah. And when I first started playing old time music, I would wear sunglasses and I called myself Blind Hubert Jenkins. It's real talk, everybody. I would pretend like I was blind so I wouldn't have to look at anybody. So, you know, I'd be able to play. This is a song I started playing back in those days. It's by a guy named Mississippi Fred McDowell. It's called Mean Old Frisco.
She wrote, but is done a lot by bluegrass bands, but she was a clawhammer banjo player, so that's the way we're going to do it. And I don't know how to play bluegrass, so that works, because clawhammer's all I know. Because I like you guys, I'm going to tune this thing. Can I have a D? Always ask the classically trained string player for the note. Well, fine. All right. We're going to do this in a couple of days at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. And we're going to have two dancers from ABT that are going to dance a dance that Twyla Tharp choreographed. So this is pretty exciting. So All right. Y'all ready to sing again? All right. Okay, good. We're not going to teach you this one because you'll catch on to it if you don't know it already. It's called Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. And like I said, if you don't know it at the beginning, you have a pretty good idea of it by the middle, and you'll really know it by the end. This version from Joe Thompson, but it's a lot of people have done it before. It's just another one of those good sing-alongs.
How you doing? My name's Hubby Jenkins. Thanks for coming to the show tonight. I really appreciate you guys. I know it's a Tuesday night. You see, for us, it's a party every night. We don't know. Right. We haven't partied like this in a minute.
Tell you. We know where we are. That's huge, you know? Don't expect us to know what day it is, too.
So this song's a gospel tune. You don't mind if you go to church for a minute. It's by one of my favorite blues singers of all time, a guy named Blind Willie Johnson. A man who apparently needs no introduction. If you don't know who he is, Google that. grew up going to Catholic church, so I didn't hear a lot of gospel stuff. And when I heard this stuff, I was a little confused. But I didn't let that stop.
Singer and actress that has not had her due, and hopefully more. She'll have a movie someday because her life was amazing. But this is a song that I learned from listening to a recording of her. It's a song about relationships. They don't always turn out right. Problem is, sometimes you don't know the relationship is over until after you have already walked down the aisle. Somebody's feeling it out there. But we'll see what we can say about that. You may wonder what's the
doing? You having a good time? That's what I like to hear. We're going to do one of my most favoriteest, cherishedest, bestest fiddle and banjo tunes I know. We're going to change it a little bit. It's a song called Buck Creek Girls. Buck Creek Girls. Mix it up. It's one of my favorite songs to play in my bathtub. Sometimes on the bathroom, when I'm on the toilet, but my roommate thinks it's really weird, so I stop doing that. It's a little bit of a dance number. Don't fight it. Remember, we don't feel it.
History. Well, we do anyway. And I've just been really getting into the Civil War. Hard times, man. And what I noticed is in all those Civil War books, the slaves were kind of an afterthought a lot of times in those books. And I found a fantastic book called The Slaves War, where this guy went through all of these slave narratives and he put them in the context of the war. So instead of one person's story from beginning to end, you get many people's. What many people were going through, so you kind of get what the community was going through before, during, and after the war. And it really struck home to me, these really horrible,
in a way, a lot
camps
of the books that I read kind of right outside were the
and some of these stories have come out as songs
to find
just they just have to
go back.
I don't write a lot of stuff on
my
lives, some of these stories.
So
this is a song about that. This next one is called Come Love Come, and it's about a lot of times when the Union Army come down to the Great Plantation and then they go off, and sometimes the slaves would follow them because they didn't know what else to do. They didn't want to stay there, and they thought maybe the army could help them out.
Come, love, come, the road lies low, the way is long and hard, I know. Come, love, come, the road lies free, I'll wait for you in 10.
Shalom.
Thank you. Well, we got time for one more for y'all tonight. You have been an amazing crowd. Oh my God. Thank you all so much for coming out and making this such a successful show.
www.domflemons.com to check him out. He's doing some really fantastic things. I feel very blessed to be in this band. It's not just a band, it's a collective. People have come with us for some part of our journey, and they go off and they do amazing things. And you have to keep tabs on everybody, because it's not going this way, it's going that way. There's now more people out there spreading the mission. And it's a pretty wonderful thing. And I could not have kept this band going without these three gentlemen on stage, which I'm going to tell you all. You know his name, and maybe, if you, we'll see if you remember it. Anyway, to my far left, from North Carolina, but now living in D.C., on the cajon, the Balron, the bones, the banjo, the guitar, that's Rowan Corbin. City. That's Hubby Jenkins. And I'm from North Carolina. I've been playing a little fiddle and trying to get a banjo for it. My name is Rhiannon Giddens. It's been a pleasure playing for all time. Been a partner in crime and uncovering some of this old beautiful music, and has helped us out a lot. It takes a village to raise a child, it takes a community to get this music out there. So we thank you all for taking this journey with us. Hope to see you at future shows, and we're going to end on two great old time numbers
that I learned from a good friend of mine, Justin Robinson. The first one is called Old Cat Died. The second one is called Brown's Dream. As soon as we stepped out, don't worry. This is a song I learned from the Rome Mountain Hilltoppers. A while ago, they're from Rome Mountain, Tennessee. A song about, are you okay?
I've been taking lessons.
Let's know what I've been. Alright. Alright, this is a song about life. Love. Food. Thank you. We just really appreciate it. We've had a wonderful time. This has been such an amazing show. T-shirts, posters, CDs. Wait, I have my mind on other things other than merchandise, but we do have some cool stuff back there. So check it out before you go. We work very hard to make sure everything is made in America, or it's going to be made in America. We're getting all of our T-shirts changed over. Even our kazoos are made in South Carolina. So, you know, we do what we can. So we're going to end on this one.
This song called Moses Don't Get Lost. Now, the Georgia Sea Island churches, they think these are what like some of the earliest African American churches sounded like. I know I said we're only going to do church once, but we're going to do it two times. Don't fight it. Oh, Moses, Moses, don't get lost.
In that Red Sea.
Grab your rod and come across.
In that Red Sea.
Oh, Moses, Moses, don't get lost.
In that Red Sea.
Grab your rod and come across.
In that Red Sea.
Pharaoh and the host get lost.
Get lost, get lost.
Pharaoh and the host get lost.
Get lost, in that Red Sea.
Yeah, I'm talking about the host get lost.
Get lost, get lost.
Pharaoh and the host get lost.
Get lost, in that Red Sea.
Oh, Moses, Moses, don't get lost.
In that Red Sea.
Grab your rod and come across.
In that Red Sea.
Stop and talk about the host get lost.
Get lost, get lost.
Oh, Moses, Moses, don't get lost.
In that Red Sea.
Grab your rod and come across.
In that Red Sea.
And stop talking about the host get lost.
Get lost, get lost.
Pharaoh and the host get lost.
Get lost, in that Red Sea.
Oh, stop and talk.
Get lost, get lost.
Oh, Pharaoh and the host get lost.
Get lost, in that Red Sea.
Oh, Moses, Moses, don't get lost.
In that Red Sea.
Grab your rod and come across.
In that Red Sea.